Welcome to the HCM Technology Report Weekly Roundup via podcast. It's a short blast of the HR tech information you want with a little boost of rock and roll and a few explicit words borrowed from the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast. I'm Chad Soash. The Chad who takes the script Mark Pfeffer writes, then does whatever the hell he wants with it. You're welcome, Mark.
Damn it, Chad. Asshole.
All right, let's jump into HR technology and product news, fresh from our friends at HCMTechReport.com. This week, we're starting off by talking money, specifically Infor's money. The company's just gobbled up a $1.5 billion investment from shareholders Koch Equity Development and Golden Gate Capital. And for the first time, it's used the letters IPO, maybe this year or in 2020. Oh, how Mark Pfeffer loves the way Infor's chief executive, Charles Phillips, said, "All of our 17,300 employees are excited about this milestone." Every single one of them, huh? Not a soul is wondering about the way IPO tends to push companies to think more about quarterly earnings than, say, I don't know, R&D. Not to mention, isn't taking money from Coke like taking money from, I don't know, Satan? Yes, I bet the employees are over-fucking-joyed about that, guys. That's all mentioned because Infor reports spending about $2.5 billion in product design and development over the last 5 years. We'll see if they keep that up. A lot of analysts say they will. I personally think those analysts are full of shit. Okay, enough about Satan and money. Let's talk about communications. The enterprise social network SpeakUp says more than half of deskless workers use their own messaging apps and social networks on the job. That's kind of a no-brainer when you think about how much you hear words like consumerization. Yeah, no kidding. That's a word. Consumerization. Here's something else. 64% of deskless employees use their own device to communicate at work. Duh. Why should you care? Because this could all mean your grand internal communications plan doesn't consider how your employees actually, well, work. Oh, and about SpeakApp? We're not exactly sure what an enterprise social network does, but it's got something to do with simplifying communication. So SpeakUp has a dog in this hunt. Finally, CareerBuilder has acquired TextKernel. Yes, they didn't own them before. They just had a major stake in them. CareerBuilder has acquired TextKernel, which builds AI, machine learning, and semantic tools for matching jobs and candidates. By leveraging TextKernel's technologies and its own candidate and jobs data, CareerBuilder hopes to make its entire product line smarter and more efficient. So much for that Google job search they have for candidates, huh? Well, that's it for this week. Stay on top of the tech employers use to attract, hire, and manage their workforce. Visit HCMTechReport.com. Unbiased. Written by real reporters and only about the HR tech industry. And if you're a fan of HR and recruiting technology, snark, and a no-bullshit opinion, then subscribe to the Chad and Cheese, HR's most dangerous podcast at chadcheese.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Come on, Chad. What's with all the ad-libbing?
So Wash out.